Think about how often we get roped into things. And if you've ever been roped into anything, you're like, this is definitely going to work. Uh-huh. All those teas. Like, let's drink a tea and we're all going to get skinny and be Instagram models.
Yeah.
Now women are trying to get this fruit, agave, A-G-U-A-J-E. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
But it's supposed to help you develop curves. It's yellow and brown. It's the size of an egg. And you see pictures. If you ever clicked on any kind of BuzzFeed article and you scroll down to the bottom, there's a picture. It looks like an egg. It's the thing that looks like an egg that you always constantly see. So now some models in London say they eat as many as 25 a day. That they're just trying to get curves.
And <that's...
sighs> you ever been roped into anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you see all these things all the time. You said, like, you know, you drink this shake, or if you wrap yourself up in like clean wrap, like for an hour a day, and you know, all those kind of that shrink or whatever they call it, shrink wrap or whatever they call it. Like, I don't know how. I don't know how people think that those things really, really work. Like, if you're trying to do certain things to your body, then really just like. Eating like stuff that's non-processed, like you know, like eating like lots of eggs and chicken and fish and stuff. That's the stuff that works.
Jennifer Lopez, right? That's what everybody's trying to get, is the Jennifer Lopez body.
Yeah,
and I don't know if how much of a role genetics plays in that. How much can you, like, if you're trying to pump your butt up a little bit, you can squat and get to look a certain way. But are you ever going, if you're not shaped like that already, can you completely reshape your body
and
without surgery?
And as I said, I'll use you as an example. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you've worked hard to get where you are now, but there's no way, I don't think, where you could get yourself to be, say, like Kim Kardashian,
because
your body's not built that way.
Yeah,
you know. So you. They say that
I'd rather have her bank account than her body.
Yeah, but they say some people, where they're kind of like Ashley Graham, for argument's sake, like she's big boned, like she's just built totally different.
Yeah,
and she could go on a diet, and she could, you know, cause, but when you look at her, like, I wouldn't say that she's obese or overweight. Mm. She's just built differently. And
a little
I don't
bit
know,
heavier.
Yeah, but I don't think that you could eat a whole bunch of these fruits and then all of a sudden go from you to, like, Ashley Graham in one fell swoop because you want all the curves and all the bumps. It's just stupid.
I one time got roped into drinking hot water with lemon in it because Maria Menounos said she does. I'm like, yeah, and she's smoking hot. I'll try it too. I did it for a few years. I'm like, that's stupid. Why am I doing this?
And that's the thing. And you might be one of these people who just, you just try something, but then you're doing other stuff as well. And then all of a sudden you start losing some weight or something. I mean, oh, this must be this. Yeah. But chances are it's probably not.
We want to know, what have you been tricked into doing? You can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.